How long have you been with them?
Probably, I think, 7 years. I started as a treasurer, then I ended up as the president, and now I'm a board member.
Why did you get involved?
There was a need for a treasurer at the time that they asked me to serve, and I felt that preserving the history of Lorain was a very important thing that should be done.
So we look past, we look in the past, but we also look toward the future. What's new?
The Lorain Historical Society has taken over the Carnegie Library located on 10th Street in Lorain, and we have refurbished the first floor, and we have a capital campaign going to work on the second floor, but we will open the first floor to the public on August 17th at our ice cream social.
When people come in, what will they see in August?
Our offices are being moved from the Morehouse Museum to the Carnegie Library, so our offices will be on the first floor. There will be a meeting room that can be used by organizations that need a place to meet, and there will be several exhibits on the first floor.
What kind of exhibits? What makes it so special?
I cannot tell you what the exhibits are going to be at this point. I know there's talk of possibly a lighthouse exhibit, but I'm not really sure.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only other thing I'd like to add is that the Morehouse Museum will remain open. It's at the corner of 5th and Reed. We are turning it into a house museum that is furnished. It was built in the early 1900s and furnished as the Moors who lived there would have furnished it. The first floor is pretty well done. Again, we're going to begin working on the second floor, and the exhibits from there are being moved to the Carnegie Library.
I would imagine you depend a lot on volunteers. How important are they for you?
Our volunteers are extremely important. We have a wonderful core of volunteers right now. We have one paid staff member, our executive director, Barb Piscopo, but everything else is being done by volunteers. We do have several interns this summer who are working for us, but a year-round employee, we just have one. The rest is all volunteer.
And of course, it takes money to keep these things going, and you have your ice cream social fundraiser coming up. Anything else? Or how can people get involved?
Well, people can get involved in fundraising by contacting the museum. If you're interested in helping us with the Carnegie Library, contacting the museum and talking to Barb Piscopo. If you're interested in volunteering again, contact the museum and Barb will, we'd love to have you volunteer. We also sell memberships to the museum and we'd love to have anyone join the Historical Society for a minimal amount of money. The number to call is 440-245-2653.